they call you play the skirt.
Welcome to Black Sheep Label. I'm your host, Only One Play. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, spell the same way, O-N-L-Y-O-N-E, space P-L-A-Y. This podcast is based on real life situations, people who I can vouch for, who I know gonna tell me the truth, no matter what I ask. They are in the building, I got my player partner, man. You already know my good business partner, I'm gonna introduce yourself. We're gonna get this shit going.
Yeah, this is a big partner, Bond TV, in the building. Just checking in.
Goddamn Bond. My damn dog, bro. You know anything about me or him, you already know how long we've been rocking. Hey, we've been standing on building before they were even hollering about standing on building, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day type shit, man. We was ahead of our time, though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't tuning our horn or nothing, but the facts speak for what it is.
You gotta toot your horn, though, big dog. You gotta toot your horn. I toot mine everywhere I go.
Already it's a good vibe, man. My dog came and checked in with me, man. Good weekend shit, man. Gonna chop it up by Sun Oak, you know. Only podcast, nobody don't ever know what I'ma ask until I ask. I got one thing to find you to chop it up about, though.
Life.
That is, what do you actually call cheat? You know, is it mentally, physically, or just, you know, like, what you just think about it? You know, when the word cheating, you know, do you think it's only physical or mental, or like, you know, what you think about the shit?
Get ready. I'm
going to weigh in on that play to justify it like this.
Mentally, all this shit is
cheating. It's cheating. Mentally,
here we go.
It's cheating. You know what I'm saying? If you like thinking about somebody else and you got a spouse at home, it's cheating. So it's on the verge of cheating.
Flirting.
So flirting is cheating.
It's a lot of jail, man.
So everybody do it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody do it. Yeah. So cheating is in everybody's nature in one form or fashion. But it get greasy when it get the skin.
Oh my God!
You know what I'm saying?
See, that flirt, that's a build up though. But like you said though, you know that mental shit is really the main format.
It's the backbone of cheating. Cause if you mentally enticed by someone, you gonna drive. You gonna put in extra just to skin the skin, and y'all gonna kick it for a minute.
Eventually, gonna happen.
You gonna kick it for a minute, then you gonna leave your spouse for the skin, because it make you feel good, y'all hanging good.
At the time.
But it gets sticky. It gonna be sticky just like it was before you left your other girl. But everybody don't know everybody when they skin the skin.
But so, I ain't gonna just say like all people like that, but you know, like, when it...
75%.
Like, 75%. No, I'm just saying, but like, the thing is, it's a level, and some people open up that extra door to get it done. You get what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's some good men and women, I would say that. But I'm talking about, they can have a feeling, but they don't open the door and go all the way in.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Like, of course, you know, you smile about somebody you married, like, damn, they look good, or... But I'm talking when you open that door and start having, you know, more relationships and talking.
I'm going to tell you about that. You got stupid cheaters. You got educated cheaters. You got cheaters that done finesse the game and they know how to cheat. The game about cheating is don't never let the spy find out. But see, emotions get involved in the cheating process. So now one spy came in cheating gangster. The other spy feeling done got involved. So once your feeling get involved, you don't even care about their spies no more. You know what I'm saying? So you finna go hard to just let her know that you fucking the nigga too.
Oh my
you
God.
You feel me? And niggas like that too.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Niggas a bitch out of be mad at you because you fucking their side piece.
And you got niggas that with women that the women cooking for them, washing their clothes, They drive a nice car, and they still cheating with a nigga that ain't got no
money.
Well,
you're going out too bad.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't need it. I know how
when the man behind the bread find out,
get ready.
That's killing her and himself too. You feel me? They don't understand it. You feel me? A weak mind never understand nothing. So the result of that is either suicide or domination.
Because some people cannot handle rejection.
Rejection. Everybody can handle a lot of money with an individual, but me.
You got to be a strong motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
See, I'm strong.
Know? But then see, I look at it like this though, man. It's some niggas out here and females that they just not getting in a relationship in their 30s.
Nut! Boy, you going out bad on my mama.
It's straight. So, like I say, in their 30s or whatever. So, when you got people like that, that learning about a relationship in their late years or whatever, compared to a motherfucker compared to a motherfucker that was getting hollering at women when he was in school growing up and nobody relationship and know how to get cheated on how.
You
don't
learn.
Yeah, but see, some nigga and girl, they just not feeling that because
pain.
They was not shit back in the day.
See, I got my heart broke when I was 17. Yeah, I got my heart. They taught me.
It's boom, they get a job, get a little money or whatever. And get what? They go to thinking, get what? It can't nobody be stopped. That's my goal.
It ain't about no money, man.
And I'm just saying, but for people who have not been related, you know, it got to be some type of way that a bitch want to holler at a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying it got to be something.
You're right. You hit it head on.
But if they catch it in their 30s compared to when a mother called it, like you said, 17.
And when they get rejected by the female, they finna go banana, man.
Because we did. Luckily, we were young.
We did that young. Yeah. All that shit R. Kelly be talking about. Yeah. Can't eat, baby.
Yeah, that shit was real.
That shit real life, but at a grown age.
Man,
but now you got a gun on your own and goddamn you be my wife, baby. Can't nobody have you but me. What? That shit exists, man.
You been with a girl there in 2 years. What? Find out one of your four
you
busting up and then you paying for her car note, damn the pay.
And you don't see them, you know what the pussy look like now. You think this nigga know what the pussy look like?
And then now you at home and then she walk in knowing somebody's, man, come on.
You know he just
boy,
man.
You going out too bad.
You
I'm my
mama. Man, bro.
So I'm okay on that shit.
But when they do it to a nigga do it.
Yeah, vice versa. So it's vice versa, but I'm just saying, like,
cheating is it though, dog. In every relationship, I'm talking about in 90% of every relationship, you might not watch your spouse correctly, but y'all don't pay more attention to each other. You know what I'm saying?
It's always the nigga knocking
on the door. Ain't nobody paying attention.
It's always
once you
like
goddamn that. Stop paying attention to your spouse, somebody is gonna pay it. You gotta think about it. Your wife work at Burger King, anywhere in the office, she's a secretary.
So many folk coming at
me. And if she attractive, she gonna get hit on 20 times a day.
Probably more than that.
And she her coworker that every day, and he might not look like you, but he talking that shit.
He got more. He spending more time.
Yeah, exactly.
He can do it because if they go ahead work 4 hours a week.
Get ready.
Dude, you ain't even spending 40. You at home. You ain't even spending the 40.
So
but he telling her she look good every day. You ain't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? He buying a lunch. You ain't getting no lunch money.
Boy, you going out too bad. Oh, my mama.
The game. But every man need to understand. Every woman need to understand. And I done find out this. It ain't now ugly female on the earth. And it ain't now ugly nigga on this earth. What you call ugly
might be
ain't for everybody, dog.
Yeah.
You understand me? So all that backlash folk begin, other people talking about, oh, she'll never find man. She might be fucking your goddamn hug.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, I done seen it all, man. And the reality of it that I get out of it, everybody cheat. It's just a different way to do it. If you don't never let nobody find out, then you're A1 cheat.
But see, like you said, though, it could be like on some real, real mental shit. It's people that just have a good connection with just dealing with Facebook. See, their phone.
A good connection.
See, I'm just talking about just like on an inbox thing, just like on some friend shit. If you can't tell your spouse what you really doing and who doing this, I consider cheating right there. If I can't tell my old lady, look.
I'm passing on Messenger.
I'm just saying, like, you know, it's all a flirt. Yeah,
it's
just,
flirt and cheek, man.
Yeah.
If you flirtation, then you.
So maybe that's the real. Some people that's the real question.
Man, some flirtation. People still love their wife. Some niggas still love their wife, and still be the same nigga they were when they got married, and be the same dude they were when they got married. You know what I'm saying? So I think everybody cheat, man, in their mind or whatever. Look at all the preachers that done hit the front row, dog.
Hey, look, how about that right here, though?
In the deep end, man.
Look, do you think in the era where we at, do you think the people growing up, the younger generation kids, do you think that they will feel what love is about? Like how the older, like how... We kind of like a, I feel like a little whistle, we change up slowly then on that play, all that, you know what I'm saying, the type of music or the do or die type shit, fuck up, be all that Snoop, you know, all that kind of shit like that though. But the love, like the, you know, I don't think they'll know really what it is, because I don't think they'll feel that shit.
It's like that right here. True love, true love is so true to where if you ain't been in it from the get go, You know, this shit gonna come up from parenting too, dog.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know, real love hard to find. Mm-hmm. And you can't find that in your cousin, because it real when it left. But once you get past that 15, 16 more, then if you get grown, everybody grown, you'll find out your cousin don't want to hang with you no more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So they still love you, that real love now, but it's like every bird got the flea. You feel me? And then you ain't no follower, he telling you to get your own way. Not to be disappointed. That ain't no heartbroken moment, but you feel what I'm saying? It's still the same broken arrow that you get when you find out your bitch cheat.
Oh my God.
With a nigga that you've been looking at for goddamn. You feel me?
That shit happened so much.
That shit is a... Even with a tame gorilla like me, dog, and I think I'm tame for it. If I were to find out my wife was cheating right now, I'd be feel some up, type of way. Yeah. But you ain't nobody get over though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But like I'm saying, like for some, it really can't. Like that subject right there is, you know, like you said, like all the way from mental to physical though. But you know, it's some real gorilla bitch out here that don't give a damn when it comes to that physical shit. But like, damn, that smart cheating shit. Well, it's some bitch don't give a fuck.
You know, being
sure, but like, man, don't give a damn. Like, they know that. I'm saying, they don't give a damn. Yeah. Them the one that boy, a bitch got to run from. Them bitches, that gonna
bro, be I was at the car while watching my car this morning. It's a true story. And that girl talking to the dude, and she was just talking like, about 8 o'clock in the morning. Like, yeah, they were fumbling around. But this girl told this dude, she said, I know you heard me calling you. I just didn't want to call you like that because I know you with your woman.
Boy, you going out you too bad. Oh, my mama. Mama.
So, I was looking at the girl. I was like, I know the dude. I want to know what the girl look like. Because this girl, him, I just couldn't see it. But he was at the car while watching her car though. So he had some love for her.
Yeah, yeah.
So whatever his girl looked like, this girl looked terrible.
Yeah, but see, get what?
But
one
I told
night,
it, it ain't no ugliness in the I'm game.
You, but you're exactly right. Because one thing about it, and that one thing that
yeah, some people love big backs.
One thing I had learned over, I used to always want to just shake the little bad one, good one, this and that. But boy, they straight too now, but it put me to know. It put me to know that on just talking and being friends as I was growing up, like just I'm talking about like a ugly bit bigger, you know what I'm saying? If we got a connection in something, just talking, like it's gonna be the mental quality. I was like, damn, why my bitch Wayne, you know, don't think like that though. Like really think like on, you know, damn, I know you been worried your time, but go ahead, you know, he'll be a little something to eat or something that like, man, no. She talking about shit that my main bitch don't even be worried about. Like, see, you know what I'm saying? You know, the other bitch, you know, the ugly bitch, whatever, they really got a mental care for you. And they know at the end of the day, when I'm riding a nigga here, you know, let me just do what I can do. And don't be wanting how to treat a man, though.
Yeah, you heard that song, Who Will I Choose by Crib
Bum? They call you play, that's a perfect name.
That's a power of a song.
What?
It's a more, it one of the most powerful songs that ever been made.
Man, that's the worst feeling in the history.
Who would I choose?
But that's out of breath.
It be like shit. That every day though. You feel me?
Ain't gonna say every day with me though, but
not with you. But it's a billion dudes out here with two girls, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever been in a situation like that? Look, that shit. Look, but that's a bad feeling, bro.
I don't feel like that, but sometimes, that shit really slowed me down. The leaning point, who would I choose? He letting you know that time run out. Because he falling in love with one on. One on got to go. You feel me? But who? He in love bad with both of them. Both of them got blood. It's hard to come by.
Yeah, for you to if both on rocking good, I done been in that situation for real.
Like, that's a hard pill, right? But see, I done always been one better than the other one, but both on good. If it better, it better.
Yeah.
So who will I choose? You know he gonna choose the better.
Yeah.
I think the better half is the motherfucker you cheating with.
Get with though. Check this out though. One thing that this ain't no fact, but this is just how I feel and how I be thinking though. Every person, when it comes to a chick though, I feel every chick is going to have, if they can't get it, they whole pie in one man, it's going to be branches off
to them. It's going to be several men.
This nigga here might be the one that'll feed all
man,
time.
I know a girl, this man, fuck with five niggas in one day every fucking day, dog. At different times.
One gon' talk.
And then all of them niggas know, but the big pussy so good to where they don't care. Because what she getting them down, they ain't getting that home. Yeah, you heard what Chris Bunner said. One girl fulfill my physical need. Mm-hmm. The other girl supply for me mentally. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have the mental state, dog. You feel me?
But that was a lot of relationship and all that shit come from the mental.
It should be mental.
Now it do because if you meet anybody, it got to be a mental connection before y'all even look. It ain't nobody just jump off and see somebody and look they fucking out there.
They fucking out the real.
Now I'm just saying though, you don't start out like it got to be a mental thing, man. For you to have, you gotta have a connection with somebody.
It's a connection, but
it might not be no feeling though.
What I'm getting at is the mental fade part over 6 month span. Is it the pussy or she getting up in the morning cooking for you? She asking you all right.
Consistency.
You feel me? You can be with the motherfucker with the bad pussy, but you can go here and eat breakfast when you get out of work, get treated like a king, get you some mediocre pussy. You know, pussy to me. You feel me? You gonna get a net? Oh, you can go home and jack your dick. You just got in there and got treated like king. Pussy ain't all that. But hell, you got good pussy over him, and that bitch ain't doing nothing. So what you gonna choose?
Get ready.
Fuck that. I'd rather got there and get treated like king.
Yeah.
Where
I'm at now, like growing up, I ain't trying to run around trying to get busted no ugly bitch, man.
They call you play, that's the perfect name.
It's just growth in life, though, see? It's shit more growth in life, man.
Bro, I know some ugly ass bitches that look good. I don't know if you can feel what I'm saying, though. It's just how you treat yourself. I know some ugly black bitches, man, that look good as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because they mental, all just go hand in hand, see?
Yeah, but they ain't ugly no more, though.
Exactly.
Them motherfuckers got cuteness on them. They got business about themselves. See, I don't really be wanting to fuck with no hood rat. You know what I'm saying? Because a hood rat they want to throw a nigga in the street.
Not all of them. I know a lot of hood rats.
A hood rat that say in the private man, and they ain't gonna call them hood, I'm gonna call them uneducated female doing what they gotta do at the time.
You gotta say songs. I ain't gonna go on.
Simple fact that everybody in the project except that the benefits, cause they think that's all they can get. You feel me?
So you don't think it's none that has learned the game and progress?
It's playing on that.
I'm just saying,
you're wasting your kid. Like,
you gonna have a song like that, but I ain't gonna just say all. I can't.
Looking at the statistics. You don't raise your kid in the project. A lot of women with no father, they kid. Now you know who the dad is. Damn him. Get you a job, because in the long run, you gonna be, still be where you at, and that shit get goddamn so former to a motherfucker. To that thing, you know what I'm saying? That way, you, look, bro, I know a lot of
people. Yeah, hey, but get what? It's just like everything in life, though. If anybody get comfortable with something, you can't get comfortable.
What I'm saying is, I know 10, 15 years in the project, that's too long. Make it two. You feel me? Make them put you out of your job. You know what I'm saying? Make them up your rent.
That's if you got a plan.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It don't matter how many kids you got. The more kids you got, the more money. You feel me? The more money you got to get. Everybody got to learn that they vision on, you can't do what the next man do. It's a process. This man might have been working at this job for 15, 20 years. He deserved that. You can't just go to the job and do what he do overnight. It's a respect level. You got to respect yourself.
But these days, everybody ain't got respect.
Everybody want the quick money, play.
I know that.
And they going, the feds ain't where it's at. Chain gang ain't, look at all these folk killing folk by a piece of ass and a piece of green. Come on, bro. I love money, boy. But I'm going to get it. I love to buy shit, but I'm going to buy it.
But it's just that where you at in your life and been around good, positive people, like you done instilled in me plenty of time on. You got to have somebody that's only give you that direction to know what's the best way. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody ain't got that guidance out there. See, that's the issue. It ain't no guidance, you know what I'm saying, on the love shit. Like my cousin V, you know what I'm saying? Like growing up, like I would talk, like all the folk, moral, you know what I'm saying, it was the right way. You know what I'm saying? You could, these days, when nigga tell nigga song or whatever, they might think you flexing or, you know what I'm saying? It ain't.
You gotta stand on business, man. You gotta stand on your word.
It ain't getting taken like he trying to help me out or, you know what I'm saying, he got love for me. You can't, you know what I'm saying, ain't like that now. You say something, you know what I'm saying? Man, they all the time, man, I would say.
Yeah.
Where, that how people, you know, interpret shit nowadays, you know.
Everybody be hating, man, but ain't nothing wrong with hating. It ain't nothing but motivation to a certain extent, but if everybody start hating, then they can ask questions that they want to ask. They hate because they don't know the rhyme and reason why you got on what you got on, what you driving. You don't be but me, you know how you put gas in your car.
So what kind of what kind of person would you be considered? The one that be like, man, fuck the hell, or would be... look at them like they don't even know no better. See, a nigga be on some dumb shit, but sometimes you don't even know no better. Or would I react to how society feels or haters should do to a nigga, you know what I'm saying, or say whatever to make that bitch get him out of feeling.
They call you play the superb name.